This is Dr. Suzuki on Govinda Sami Rangasami. That's Govinda is G. G. Let's see. G O V I N S A M M Y. G O V I N S A M M Y. M as in Mary. G O V I N S A M M Y. Govind Sami. Rangasami is R A N G A. R A N G A S A M M Y. Rangasami. R A N G A S A M M Y. Date of birth is 8/20/47. Date of visit is 3/20/25. Please make copy 4. Jalanta Tambar Qix. That is Jalanta. J-O-L-A-N-T-A. Tambar Qix. T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. That's T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. Tambar Qix. Date of birth is 8/20/47. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough. Since an episode of bronchitis in December 24. Next paragraph is present. This is a 77-year-old male who was on a trip to Canada in late November and December 24. Developed a respiratory infection and started to have coughing spells, which have been persistent over the past several months. The patient was given a cough medicine, an inhaler, and steroids, but had no significant relief. He denied fevers, chills, night sweats, chest pains, or myoptosis. Denization, weight loss, headaches, nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. He has been on metoprolol for hypertension and also uses atorvastatin for hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of cardiac catheterization and has mild coronary artery disease. He also has a history for colonoscopy. He had hypertension for 20 years, mild diabetes, and has hyperlipidemia. He had the patient also had recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. I'm sorry, alcohol use, mostly beer. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of... father is in fair health. Father... died of diabetes and complications. Mother died of cancer. Mother died of cancer of unknown site. Next. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next. Medalist included. Let's say medalist included metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, naproxen 500 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review of systems patients. Shortness of breath, coughing spells, wheezing, and has hay fever. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, or black stools. He has no double vision, cataracts, no vertigo, but has hoarseness and postnasal drip. He has no anxiety, no depression. Denies flank pains or urinary symptoms. And denies easy bruising. He has mild joint pains, no calf muscle pains. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert. I'm sorry, this is an elderly male who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or perfedema. The blood pressure is 128/70. Pulse is 62. Respiration is 22. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 150. Saturation 96. HE and E non-cephalic pupils are reactive. Thing is moist. Nasal mucus edema. Throat was clear. Next, supplement on bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery, scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular sonorestrum, no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive airways disease. Number 2. History of chronic bronchitis. And number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level and BMP. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. His recent chest CT was reviewed done on 2/28/25, and it shows a 3 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe, and a follow-up would be needed in 6 months. There was atelectasis and scarring in the medial right lower lobe, and subpleural interstitial changes in the lung bases bilaterally. Mild coronary calcification, spirit. Oh, add in the final diagnosis. Number 5 is a lung nodule on right. Make next paragraph, plan, the patient will also start on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID times 7 days. Prednisone 20 milligrams daily for 5 days, 15 milligrams daily for 5 days, 10 milligrams daily for 5 days. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. He will use Tessalon Pulse, 100 milligrams TID, PRN for cough. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jolanta Tombarkiewicz, T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E, W-I-C-Z. Thank you.